I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. 5 million people in the U.S. are living with Alzheimer's disease. To talk about Alzheimer's disease is Dr. Nicholas Milano. He's a cognitive and behavioral neurologist and assistant professor of neurology at MUSC. Dr. Milano, tell us about Alzheimer's disease.
Sure. So Alzheimer's disease is a disease of the brain which affects memory and thinking and progresses over time. We don't know exactly what causes it, but it is a buildup of abnormal proteins of the brain, which then is toxic to different parts of the brain, causing a degeneration.
And how is Alzheimer's currently treated?
Alzheimer's disease currently is treated with a few different medications. These are unfortunately just symptomatic medications. They don't actually treat the underlying disease. They will slow progression of the disease by about a year or so. And then some people, they may give a little bit of a memory boost.
Is early diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease important?
Early diagnosis is incredibly important, and there's a few reasons why. The first reason is we want to make sure that you actually have Alzheimer's disease. If someone is coming in with a memory problems, we want to look into, are there any reversible causes, like a vitamin deficiency? Because if we wait too long, those reversible causes may become permanent causes. The second reason is we want to make sure that people with Alzheimer's disease get on the right treatments early on in order to slow the progression as much as possible. And then the final reason is all of the current research and clinical trials are on early Alzheimer's disease. So in order for people to actually have the opportunity to participate in research and clinical trials, and for us to learn the most we can about the disease, we really need to capture people early on in order to help them.
If someone is having increased memory issues, what's the first stop there? Primary care physician?
The first stop is to let your primary care doctor know. They can do a screening memory test and also start the medical workup looking for potential causes. And then they can make the decision as to whether or not you need to be referred to a neurologist or a memory specialist.
What about research related to Alzheimer's disease? Is there anything new going on?
Much of the research right now is trying to look at potential medications to actually treat the disease itself. And these are geared toward either preventing the buildup of the abnormal proteins in the brain or to remove them once they're there. So these clinical trials, which are being done at MUSC, are taking people with early stages of Alzheimer's disease and giving them a medication to try to stop or slow the disease. In other settings of research, we're trying to learn more about the actual cause of Alzheimer's disease.
Is there anything new related to possible prevention of Alzheimer's?
There really is. And yes, we want to be able to treat the disease, but it seems like the disease is actually starting years and years before people even develop symptoms. Recent studies have actually shown that about a third of Alzheimer's disease and dementia could be preventable by modifying risk factors. And they've identified 7 specific risk factors which could be modified. So these include diabetes, obesity, physical and mental inactivity, depression, smoking, low educational attainment, and diet.
And we're talking about getting in with these lifestyle changes long before old age.
Much long before. So people should be living a healthy lifestyle in their 20s, 30s, not waiting till their 60s, 70s. That being said, that doesn't mean you're ever too old to start. So there's been evidence that exercise, for example, does help even older adults with their memory and thinking.
Dr. Milano, thanks for this information about Alzheimer's disease.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.